Okay, so we discussed last time the Machlokas Rishonim, Machlokas Rambam, Ravid, and others as to the status of a Kesem al-Basara, whether the Shear Gris governs a Kesem al-Basara as well, or do we say that a Kesem al-Basara is Tameh, even if it's less than the Shear Gris? So that's 2 days in Machlokas Rambam, Ravid, 2 days in Shulchan Aruch in Se'iv Vav, Stam V'yesh Omrim, and the Stam is hard to be in a shear of Bein Bekasim and Imsal Chaluka, Bein Bekasim and Imsal Basara. And the Yesh Omrim is that's only Bechaluka, the Bekasim, it'll be Tame even if it's less than the shear of a gris. So the Shach in Sukkata and the Yud Paskin's Lechumra, like the Rambam, that Al Basara is going to be Tame even Pachos Mika Gris. And we noted that many of the later Achronim are Mekel, Lemaisa, Ramosha was Mekel, Ravadia, Rabbi Karp, Shem Rav Yashiv, and then the middle position of Rav Osner, that you could be Mekel, but only up to the Shir Macholes, Shels Manenu. The Aruch HaShulchan is also Machmir, and the Aruch HaShulchan thinks that it does the Svara that we mentioned last time in different related contexts, that there's a difference between the likelihood of a macholas al besara as opposed to the likelihood of a macholas al chaluka. So the Aruch HaShulchan thinks that that is very significant, and that's why he's machmir lahalacha like the Rambam, that it's lo yitachin that there's any reasonable ability to be tola, even if we'll assume that in general the din of pachas mikigris isn't a classic tliya, but it has to be based on something. And to say that you crushed the macholas on your body and didn't realize it is far-fetched. And therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan thinks that you should be machmir. Again, many of the later achronim are mekel, and that's what Ravadia thinks, it sounds like, is the Shulchan Aruch of Stam V'yesh Omrim Halacha K'Stam. The related halacha, and this is where we left off at last time, is in Siv Ches. The Mechaber writes, and this has to do with the din of Tipim Tipim, which we discussed briefly last time. The Machlokas Rambam Ravid may hinge on how you understand the two different applications of the question of Tipim Tipim on Daf Nun Ches versus Daf Nun Tes in the Gemara, whether Nun Ches is a Shaila about Astarfus or Shaila about formation and appearance. So in Sif Ches, the Mechaber writes, Ein Bekesem Memakam Echad Gris Va'od. So if you don't have a concentration in one area, that's a shear of a gris, but you do have tipin, when we're added together, come to a shear of a gris. Tahora. She'anu tolin kol tipa v'tipa v'kina ashe bo kigris v'od v'makam echad. So the first thing Shulchan Aruch is that if you have tipin tipin einan mitzarfin, and even if the sum total of the tipin is more than a shear gris, but you have the right to associate each of the individual tipin with representing an individual macholas that is pachos mikigris. The yeshomrim dahani milikishenimsu al chaluka. The yeshomrim, this din of tipin tipin ein mistarfin to a shear gris, that only applies if you see the tipin tipin on a baguette. About in nimsu al besarim and starfin the kigrisva, but if they're on the flesh, on the body, so then even if they're not connected to each other, they're still mitzaref to a shear gris. Says the shach here in sifkat and gimel kas yud gimel kasa belavush v'nir ali afilu l'svar rishon and dele'el. He goes in levush. This din that al besara there mitzar from the kigris va'od, that applies even according to the first daya, even according to the daya that the shear gris is equally relevant by chaluka and besara. So this din that this yesh omer hani mili that a mitzar fin tibin tibin is only al chaluka, but al besara they are mitzaref. That even applies if you say that the din of gris is relevant al besara. It says the shach, no, nearly dafka l'svar rishona. Avil l'svar achrona b'litzi ruf t'meya b'chol shu. That doesn't make sense. According to the second Daya in Sivav, Kesem Hanimsa al Basara, there's no shear. So you don't have to come out to the din of Tipin Tipin A Misarfin. You don't have to talk about a serif. Any tipa is going to be tameh because there's no din of gris al basara. So the lubush only makes sense if you assume that there's a din of gris al basara. Then you could talk about a starfus, that tipin tipin name is starfus. But if you don't require a shear gris al basara, so then his starfus has no relevance. The shach says, what do you mean a filus farisham? It's dafkulus farisham. Because according to the second day in Sivav, according to the Rambam, that there's no such carve-out of Pachos Mikigris for Bisara, so then his tarfus is of no relevance. Right? It's going to be Tamei anyway, even if you only have a single tipa. So what's Pshat and the Levush? The Shuas Yaakov says, along the lines of what we saw in Tosfos on Anun Ches, and the Maki Mishra for the Rabbim had to understand Tipin Tipin Mitzdarfin, if you argue on the Raivin, that no, maybe there would have been a Havamina, that even Al Basara, Tipin Tipin is worse than a single Tipa Pachas Mika Gris, worse or better. Meaning that the fact that there's a presentation of Tipin Tipin, maybe that's an indication, because it's not a normal formation, maybe that's an indication that it's not b'migufa. In general, if you have a single kesem pachas migugres al basara, so then it's highly unlikely that came from a macholas, because you're not going to crush a macholas and not be aware of it on your body. So then it must be that it came in basara, because where else would it have come from? And that's why, according to the Rambam, even pachas migugres is going to be tamei al basara. But if you have multiple tipin in a funny formation, so then that doesn't look anything like dam that would have come out mibasar. If it came out mibasar, it would have been neater. It would have been consecutive. The fact that you have this funny formation of tipin tipin, maybe that's more of an indication that it came chutz migufa. And that's why Levush would say, no, that even according to the Svar Rishona, that there's no difference between Bisara and Chalukah, but it's also true, according to the Svar Achrona, that even if you assume that in general Pachas Mikigris is Tamei al Bisara, but if it's Tipin Tipin, so then there's at least a Svara that you might have been Mitahir that. And that's what we say, no, that that's Mistar from the Kigris vote. So that at least there's a Malkum to say that that there's a Chiddush here in Tipin Tipin. To say that Tipin Tipin are Mitzdarfin Al Basara, even if in general you hold that Al Basara is Tamei Pachas Mikigris. Jesse?
Would we be willing to use that as a sniff? I guess Lahaka, like really lit looks, like to use it as a tliya, like if you're trying to be Tola and you have, you know, a bunch of reasons that you might be, like, would we then say also if the blood is in a unique formation, like we'll say the Yeshua's Yaakov also would say, like, oh, that might help us be Tola. Again, it won't work alone, but maybe in conjunction.
Well, the Shuas Yaakov is explaining what's the svara that you might have said otherwise, but lalach, we don't say that. Meaning, what's the svara to say when the Levush says that this din is true, afilu svara rishonim, it's also true the svara achrona, and the kasha is, what do you mean it's also true the svara achrona? It doesn't, you don't need to come out to that for svara achrona. So he's explaining why you do need to come out to it, because you might have thought that if you have tipin tipin al basara, that it's an indication it didn't come be gufa, and it'll be mitar. It's not true.
Because his rejection is that the whole thing isn't true in the first
place. Right, well, halakha, that's not true. That's just right. Explaining in the realm of Havamina, okay. Why does it make sense even talking these terms to have to tell you such halakha?
Okay. So for the Levush, according to the Svar Achrona, if it was a regular tipa, then you wouldn't need a shear, but if it was an unusual tipin tipin, then you would only be metame if it's mitzdarif to a gris.
That's what you might have said. Well, halakha, we don't say that, but that's why there's a chiddush in this din and sifches. Even if you hold in general that, like the Rambam, that Pachos Mikigris is Tamei Al Basar.
We do say that, La Halacha, we say that they need to be Mitzdarif to a Gris, and Tipin Tipin is not Mitame if they're not altogether a Gris.
No, in the Yesh Omrim in Sifches, that Al Basara, they are Mitzdarfin Likigris Va'od, so you would have said, you might have thought, that it's not It's not Starif Lekigris. I'm sorry, no, you're right. So you say the Chiddush is that in Nimzo Abisara, they are Mitzarev Lekigris Vod, and then it's going to be Tahar. Right, so even though you're correct, right, so it's, right, so the Levush would be saying then, correct, that if you hold, even if you hold, like the Rambam, then in general, Pachas Mekigris Abisara is Tameh. But if it's tipin, then if the sum total of the tipin are less than a gris, then he's saying over here that even according to the Rambam, there's a chiddush in that day in Shulchan Aruch and Sif Vav that in the Tzvah Besara Mitzvah of the Kigris Va'od, you would have thought that because it's a funny formation, then it's not Mibisara, and it's not going to be Tamei at all. We're saying, no, that it is Mistarev Lekigris Va'od, that if you do have, if it does total Gris Va'od, it's still going to be Tamei. But, right, I guess then it would be true that if it, the Levush should be saying that if it is less than a Kigris Va'od, then it would be Tahor, then it would be Tahor because of that formation. Meaning still, that'll still be relevant according to Levush, according to the Rambam, if it's less than a Kigris Va'od. So then according to Levush, that could be relevant to Lalach. I don't think we simulate the Levush Lalach, but then correct, if you simulate the Levush. So if you have tipin, the sum total of which are less than a gris, then it could be Tahor. Right, okay.
Even according to the second day.
Even according to the second day, according to the Shuas Yaakov's explanation of the Levush, which I don't think we accept Lalach anyway. Okay. Rav Avadya quotes on page Shin from the Sefer Teferis Tzvi in the context of a mara that's a color that we generally assume is tahor. We're not talking about colors yet, but we'll talk about why this is relevant in our context in a moment. But he quotes Achronim that if you have a mara tahor, that's tahor because of the shade, it's not a shade, that's a mara tamei, and we're mekel, or, he says, even if, right, so he says, if you have a mara tahor, even though the woman is tahora, and there's no Tamei Kesem to speak of, he's still paskin that it's advisable to be Poresh for that night. So Rav Vosner expands on this idea in Chelek Hei of the Tshuva, Simen Kuvav, Chelek Hei Kuvav Osbeis. Rav Vosner writes that experience has shown me Hanisayon Lamadati that there are maros that a person could see that in and of themselves are maros taharos, but they could well be a harbinger of things to come and a prelude to a mara tamei. So there Rav Vosner writes that it's advisable that even if a woman sees a mara tahor, that she should be Poresh, there Rav Vosner writes 2 or 3 days from Tashmish until all the dust settles to make sure that this Marat Tahor isn't a precursor to Marat Tamei. And he writes, Harbi Nitzalti Bara Aide Eitzazaz. So Rabbi Willig points out, La Halacha, La Maisa, that this is relevant to a Kesem even Pachos Mikagris. So even if you find a kesem that in Hilchos Ksamim is tahor, but the reality is that that kesem pachos mikagris may be a precursor to a real re'iyah, so it's advisable to be, unless you have a clear tliya, unless you have a tliya b'makas, we'll talk about a clear tliya, But if you can't associate that kasam of the mikagris with a known source, then it's advisable, maybe even midina, to be parish for 24 hours, not to be knowing all the other achakos, but to be parish mitashmish for 24 hours until the dust settles, to make sure that this isn't a precursor to a real ri'ya. Yeah.
Why even midina?
Why midina? That's what Rabbi Willick says, that he thinks that this is Medina means Medina literally, but Rabbi Willick strongly thinks that this is appropriate to be parish for 24 hours, even if you have a kesem that's in Hilchos Ksamim is not problematic. Yeah.
If there is a tliya, but it's Vada Migufa, or as close to Vada Migufa as it could be.
What's the case?
There's a
maka. No, so maka is a regular tuliyah. A maka means it's not dam tamin.
Right, but even so, though the likelihood is that it came from her, so maybe biologically speaking, this could be a priest.
No, but if you know that there's a maka, you know it's a maka, how you do a shemitzi adam, which we'll talk about when we get to the maka. But if it falls into the parameters of where there's a known maka that you can be told on, so then that's different, especially if a woman knows that she sees a ksamim that are associated with that maka. But if there's no maka to speak of, then there's no other known taliyah, we're just falling back to the generic kulos ksamim. So even if technically speaking, halachos ksamim, the woman is tahora, it's pachos mikigris, or it's on davar shein mekabel tuma, or it's on sivonim, as we'll talk about, but somewhere between the realm of eitz hatov and very, very advisable, is to be parish for your revuzner there writes 2-3 days, Rabbi Willick says 24 hours, to get a handle on the situation and make sure that it's not the beginning of a real ri'ya. Okay. Rabbi Sabalovsky said that he once had a shayla. What are you talking about when he... He spoke once so far this year?
Twice.
What did he talk about?
You remember common shaylas that he's being asked.
On Tzavim or everything?
On Tzavim.
Ah. So I don't know, maybe...
They were just saying like things that they came up in Rabbi Leibowitz this year that Rabbi Leibowitz hadn't necessarily been able to answer, so they kind of just like threw them through so well. So
what about things that came up in our year?
Honestly, I don't think we didn't have a good representation.
Ah, okay.
So you don't have good shaylas. I know about the second one.
What? Sorry. I'll get you in the loop. If we have a group chat, the recordings are all internal.
They're internal.
So they're in Rabbi Leibowitz's group chat.
So maybe we can have a sister chat or something.
Right? Exactly. When Mike gets us, the group chat will.
Okay. So anyway, Swalowski said that he once had a shayla, a real shayla of Tipin Alvasara. That's what he said last time. It almost never happens. But if you get enough shaylas, everything happens at some point. So he once had a shayla many years ago, about tipin al basara, and they were mitzarev to a gris. So then, simple reading is any way you slice it, you'd have to be a machmir, right? Tipin the mitzarev to a gris al basara. But Rabbi Willie pointed out when he got that shayla that Rav Avadia quotes a Torah Abayis Hakatzar. Torah Sabayis HaKars in the beginning of Ksamim writes the following Lashon. Rav Avadia is on page Shin Pei if you want to take a look. So Torah Sabayis HaKars writes, Lo Nimsa Hashir Kulo Mitzuref Mamish B'makom Echad. So if, we're talking about a case of Tipin that are not consecutive, and the sum total Shir is not Mitzuref B'makom Echad, Elisha Nimsu Tipin Smuchim Zelazet, but they're next to each other. They're not contiguous, but approximate. Im Al Basara Haim, the Yesh Bein Kulam Kigris Va'od Temeh. So if you have these Tipin that are not, they're Tipin, they're not contiguous, but they're Smuchim Al Basara, that's Mitzarev to Ashir, and she's Temeh. Says Rav Avadia, the Rashba says Dafka, if they're smuchim zelazet. But if they're not smuchim, then it sounds like there won't be a tziruf. svara being that if they're close to each other, so then you can reasonably associate that these tipin all came at relatively the same time for the same place. But if they're not close to each other, if they're far enough away from each other that it's unlikely that they came from the same place at the same time, so then that's not the din of tsiruf of tipin tipin. So Rav Isaac quotes other achronim that argue on this, Shlomo Kluger and Achadas Das, but Rav Avadia thinks that the Ikra din is like the Rashba, and he points out that's the Pasuk Shad Loshem and Shulchan Aruch here in Se'if Ches, Ein Bekesem V'makom Echa Kigris V'od Afvi She'isham Tipin Tipin Harbe Smuchim Zelazeh. So that Loshem V'chabe Smuchim Zelazeh sounds like that Smuchim in the Rashba. And then even the Yesh Omrim, Hani Mili, so that's going on the initial formulation of the Mechaber in the beginning of Sifkas, where Stafis Muchim Selazet. So even if we are Mafir on Tipin Al-Basara, that they would be Mitsuraf to a Shir Kigris Va'od, that's only if they're Smuchim, and in this Maisa Shaya, they were the front of the thigh, the back, they weren't reasonably Smuchim. And Rabbi Willing Sa'ara in that Maisa Shaya was that you could be Mekel based on this Rashba. Okay, so let's move on to discuss Eina Mekabel Tuma in the context of Kulos Ksamim. We already saw earlier the sheet of Rabbi Nechemya that appears in the Mishnah on the Tesamid Beis, called Dovr Sheinu Mekabel Tumah Einu Mekabel Ksamim. It was referenced on Nun Ches Amud Aleph in Rav Ashi's explanation of Shmuel. Now Shmuel is going like this, Reb Nechemya. And then the Gemara tells us on Samach Amud Beis, what's the source for such a din that Ksamim are only problematic because I'm a davar hamikabel tuma. So the Gemara quotes towards the top of Samach and Beis, Amr of Masna, my time at Rav Nechemya, the Ksiv pasuk in the beginning of Yeshaya, v'nikasa la'aretz teishev, kevin sheyashva la'aretz nikasa. The Madani Yonta points out here in the ninth parak, the first Os Yud, that this obviously is only an asmachta because all of Hilchos Ksam are only derabanan. So it's not, this pasuk is no more than an asmachta. And along those lines, the Aruch HaLener points out in Tosas on Nuchasim and Aleph. Tosas writes in Nuchasim and Aleph, we'll come back to the Svar a little bit later. Time of the Rebbe Nechemya came into Dabar Shakasim Bo Tahor, Gamali Isha Lo Gazru Tuma. That if the object that the Kesem is found on his Tahor, we weren't Gozer Tumma on the woman either. Vahi Mashtisa Dibisamuch, Nihidalo Makabal Tumma, Kamakam Makabal Tumma Bidagan. So the Gemara and the bottom of the Kesem and Al is the case of Mashtisa, the loom or the part of the loom where there is Tumas Ksamim, even though it's ostensibly Einu Mekabel Tumah, that's because it wasn't Mekabel Tumah B'Negayim, which we'll come back to. So says the Aruch Lener, why does Tosus have to give Svaras? Came to Dabar Shekasim B'Tar Gamal Isha Lo Gazi Tumah Yisner Pasuk. So no, the Pasuk is only in the Smach, only a Remez, but that doesn't absolve you from understanding what the real source or reason for the din is. So the reasons we'll come back to in a few moments. La'alacha wrote Rishonim assume like Rav Nechemya, that's a wisdom la'alacha, even though there is a raiva that the Rishonim quote, who is Machmir, assumes that this is a derivative of the machlokas of Yirmi of Edifti and Rav Ashi here on the Zayin Rebez and Ches, how to understand the Shita of Shmuel, that according to Rav Yirmiya, who isn't Mokim Shmuel like Rav Nechemya, that would come out that we don't pass like Rav Nechemya, and that is that's part of what's behind the Shita Saravid. The Ravid tells us, Bali Nefesh Shar Ksamim Tzimid Beis, that his raya that we don't assume like Reb Nechemiah la halacha is from that Gemara of Meshtisa that we just referenced in Tosfos. The Gemara tells us before the final two dots on Chesed Aleph, that 10, 12 lines from the bottom, Ha'yisasa da'ashkacho dama b'meshtisa. So the woman found dam on this part of the loom. Asai l'kamei d'Reb Yanai. Amar la tezel v'teisi. So she should walk and she should see if Dan comes out, and if Dan comes out migufa, then that would be an indication that the Dam of the Mashtisa is migufa. Fine. It says the Ravid, in principle, the Dam of the Mashtisa isn't subject to Kulas Ksamim, even though the Ravid assumes that the Mashtisa is Eino Mekabel Toma. The fact that Reb Yanai, in principle, was going to be metame this woman, even though the Dama Tana Mashtisa seems to indicate that Kesam al Darshe and Makabal Tuma is still tame. So says Rabbi Buchwald in his super commentary on the fancy Bali Nefesh in Osir Aleph, that the Rabbi must have assumed that the Mashtisa is a Pshute Kliyetz, which is why it's not Makabal Tuma, which is how the Meiri understands, but the Balamor in his Asogos assumes that, no, it is Mekabel Toma, it's a regular part of the loom, or a looming kli, and therefore, if that's the case, then there's no raya to the Raya, and presumably that's how the other Rishonim, who accept Rav Nechemiah Lalacha, will understand. And then you have Tosis' position that we just saw, which we'll come back to, that even if it's not Mekabel Toma in general, it is Mekabel Toma's Negayim, and that is enough for purposes of Hilchos Ksamim to be considered a davar ha-mekabel tumah. So, leaving aside the pasuk or the Ramah Asmachta, what's the svara that this should be the case, that there be a carve-out of Eino Mekabel tumah as far as Hilchos Ksamim goes? So, the Rashba has 2 days. The Rashba in Zayin Amidbeis, Dibur Maskul Gemara. The Rashba writes in the first ayah, the Efshar, that Zeros Chazal were only on Dabar Hamatzoi. The Dabar Sheinu Mekabel Tumah Eino Matzoi Shetei Shevelav. O Shet Tishamish Bo B'Yeshiva V'Levisha. V'Chayotzei Be'Elu Shedarken Shel Ksamim Li Matzoi. That Zeros Chazal are only on Dabar Hashkiach Dabar Hamatzoi. And it's not the norm to sit on a kli that's Eino Mekabel Tumah. It's not the norm to wear clothing that's Eino Mekabel Tumah. And therefore, the Gzeiros Ksamim wasn't promulgated on a davar she'Eino Mekabel Tumah. Generic lo gozru on milsa lo shchicha. But no fundamental reason per se that a davar she'Eino Mekabel Tumah should be excluded from Hilchos Ksamim. But then the Rashba has a second day, which is what we have in the Chidushi Aran as well. Nun Zayim and Beis Dibur Maskul Moda. The Rashba quotes from Ben Yonah, and the Chidushi Aran has it himself. I'll read from the Chidushi Aran again. Nun Zayim and Beis Dibur Maskul Moda. Alavad dehachi ka'amar dekevan demida araisa eina tmeya ella b'hargasha logazir el v'davar mekabel tuma. Since in a Torah, a woman's only Tameya Bahargasha, there's only a Xer B'davar Mekabel Tumah. Ava B'davar She'en Mekabel Tumah Lo. Why would that have to do with anything? V'hai Taima, Mishum de B'davar Mekabel Tumah, Kevan Shema She'nimsa Allah V'kesem Tameh, Gazba Rabbanan, Kedei Shelo Yavo L'Tahir Habeget. So since you have a kesem found in a davar hamekabel tumah, the rabbanan were gozer tumas ksamim, so you shouldn't come to be metaher the beged. Aval kishanim, and then by extension there were gozer on the woman because there were gozer on the beged. Aval kishanimsa b'davar she'enu mekabel tumah lo gozer al isha klal. So they're gozer on a beggar that's makabel tumah, by extension they're gozer on the woman. But if it's a davar she'ein makabel tumah, where there's no need to be gozer on the beggar, then we don't extend it to the isha. So it says in Noda the Behuda, an explanation of this ran, Noda Behuda kama yoredeya simen nun beis, kama yoredeya simen nun beis. So he begins with the kind of Mishnah that we quoted previously, who asks, why is it Tumas Ksam at all? Isn't it a Svek Sveka? Safek Me Alma, Intim Slomer Mi Mana, Safek Minot Stadim. Then he quotes that those that are Mefakek and the Kesef Mishnah, it's not a real Svek Sveka, because Minot Stadim isn't really a separate Safek. So it says in Oda Behuda, Nirlin Yistaiti, Sha'ash Minot Torah, Binan Hargasha, Hainu Latame Isha Mishum Nida Tomas Shiva. So even though it's true that Minat Torah, a woman's only Tmeya Bahargasha, that's as far as the woman's status to say that she's a Nida who's Tmeya Shiva and a Sula Baila. Aval, Al Kopanim Lididan, the Kaimalan de Makor Makomotame. But if we assume, Gemara and Ayin Alf and elsewhere, that Makor Makomotame, meaning that any dam that comes Minat Makor, even Shiloh Bahargasha is Tamei. We're not talking about the status of the woman, but the dam itself, as we mentioned in Har Dhamma. The relevance of dam nida isn't only to the woman, it's also to the dam. The dam itself is Tamei. So Makor Makoma Tamei tells you, independent of whatever status a woman may have, even if you have dam that comes min HaMakor below Hargasha, it's not going to be Tamei the woman, but the dam itself is still Tamei. Im Kain, Hadam Sha'alko Panim Tameihu, Umitamei Isha Tumas Erev Min HaTorah. So that dam is dam tameh, and even if it's not going to ask the woman lebaila, but if that dam touches a woman, she's going to be tmeya tumas erev. Nimsa shall karcha chanur tzvichim letameh isha tumas erev shu safik echad shel Torah shami mimena. So at the very least, anytime she sees dam, even if it's not bargasha, you have to treat it as dam for purposes of dam and a makor, for purposes of makor mekom tame, to be metame or a tuma kal or tumas erev. The kevin shakvar timu a tumas erev asinu oso shehu min amakor. And once you say that you have to be metame or a tuma kal because the dam rechoshish is from the makor, mukhrach metame oso mishum nida midrabanan shamish apuli hargasha tameya. The Navi Yehuda says that part of what's driving the din d'rabbanan of the metame women, even shalom bargasha, even with the kasim shalom bargasha, is because anyway you'd have to say she's tmeya tumas erev if the dam is min hamakor, even if it's below hargasha. So midrabbanan we extend that to treat her as a nida legamri. And then the only question is, el lechora afilu tumas erev lo hayulanu letame as isha shvei svek sveka. Savik Adam Mimana Klau, Intim Salomir Mimana, Shema Nataf Lehedim Yosom Makam Lechutz, Vilanagabim Sara Michutz, Magadesa Star Made Matami. A woman's only going to be Tameya because of the Dam Nida if it touches her Miba Chutz. But if it just comes right out of the body and doesn't touch her Miba Chutz, it's not Matami Tomasarev. And therefore, just because you have Dam that comes out, if it's below Hargasha, you shouldn't automatically be metame or tumas erev because of the svek sveka. Maybe it's not from her at all, even if it's from her. Maybe it didn't touch her outside. V'kevin she'ena tmeya nida, imkein ein tumas arak mishum maga. V'yei safik shema lanaga dam b'bsar l'chutz. So now here's a punchline. Aval teina she'ena nimuchrachim letame isha. So that's true. So we just established, so you should have said that any time, if you assume that dam, that makor mekom atomic. You should have said that any time dam comes out of the woman, then even if it's not going to make her a nida because of shelo bargasha, but it'll still make her tmeya tumas erev because she came in contact with dam nida. But that's only if the dam touches her on the outside. And even if you see, so the fact that there's dam that comes out, maybe out of sex vega, maybe it's not from the inside anyway, and even if it is, maybe it's only maga beis astarim. maybe didn't touch her on the outside. Aval teinach shein anu mechrachim l'tame isha. Aval kol panim svichav anu l'tame a baghead, shenim sarkasim isha maga. But if the dam comes out and then touches the baghead, so then that's going to be metame the baghead because of maga damida. V'nimsech lanu lomar shu min ha'isha, shreva zeh yesav mitoros, that's a din d'oraisa. So you have to be choshesh that that dam came min ha'makor and be metame the baghead. U'lekach shelo l'chalek b'chracham anu l'tame gam ha'isha mishum nida midrabanan. And once you've been tamei the beged because of makom become tamei, then you have to be tamei the isha midirabanu also, even without hargasha. And that's why if it's a davar she'ein mekabel tuma, where there's no tuma to speak of on the beged because it's ein mekabel tuma, then we're not going to be tamei the isha either. So the Nodav Yehuda's read of this ran is that the driving force behind the didirabanu ksamim, tumas ksamim, is the status of the beged. Because B'kormek HaMetami tells you that if Dam Nida touches the Beged, you have to be time of the Beged. And it doesn't make sense, Midar Abana, once you're time of the Beged, you have to be time of the Isha also because they go hand in hand. But that's only going to be relevant if the Beged is itself a Dam Mekabel Tumah. If the Beged is not Mekabel Tumah, then there's no Tumah Dam Nida on the Beged, and there's no need to extend anything to the Isha. So back to the Lashon of the Ran, the Ran's Lashon was, the Davar HaMekabel Tumah, Kevin Shemashi Nimsalava Kesem Tame, Gazaba Rabbanan, Kadeshilo Yavolatar Beged, Avakishinimsa, Darish Enem Kabal Tuma, Lagazal Isha Klal. So the Nodav Yehuda reads this as saying that everything is Beged driven. Hilchos Ksamim, or the Chumrah, the Tumah of Ksam is Beged driven. So everything starts with the Beged. If the Beged is Shayat Mekabal Tuma, so then it will be Mitamid Isha also. If not, then not.
Isn't it what she's sitting on, not the Beged?
It would be relevant to what she's...
Like if what she's sitting on Mekabel Tumah, or that's, be Metame the Beged.
That's...
No, right. We're not necessarily... But, I mean, I guess the Beged would also be relevant, but it's...
Well, because either one. If she... That which she's sitting on, if the Dam gets onto that which she's sitting on, it'll be Metame that which she's sitting on. If the Dam gets on her Beged, it'll be Metame her Beged. That right. Same Tumas Masa would be relevant at this stage to the Beged or to what she's sitting on, whatever comes in contact with the Dam. But that's the Nodav Yehuda's elaboration on this Ran. That's what's driving Tumas Ksamin is the Beged, and therefore the Beged is not Mekabel Tumah. There's no Tumas Ksamin to speak of. But the Nodav Yehuda assumes that that's Pshat and Tosas also. The Tosa we just saw earlier on the top of Nuchasim and Aleph. Kevan the Darish Akasim Botahor Gamal Isha Lo Gazru Tumah. The Nodav Yehuda assumes that Tosas means the same thing. However, the Sidrei Tara assumes the opposite in Tosas. Sidrei Tara in Sifkat Inside the Gimel. Sifkat Inside the Gimel is one of those Sidrei Taras that goes on for pages and pages and pages. But in the paragraph beginning, the Al-Pizeh Amarti, so the Sidrei Tara assumes that Tosas argues on the Ran. And Tosas assumes that the Iker Gzeira, again, it's hard to, Tosas is Sussum, so it's hard to be Mochiach this in either direction. But he assumes that according to Tosas, the driving force between Gzeira's Ksamim is the woman. And if we're going to be if you'll be Mitar the woman, if you're not going to be Gozi, you're talking about the woman, then you may come to be Mitar. The Siddhartar assumes in Tosos that the thrust of Xeris Psalmim is on the woman, that we're concerned that you shouldn't come to be Mekel Benida de Araisa. And that's why according to Tosas that we explained earlier, with the Sidrei Tara understood, that a woman could be Tmeya min HaTorah even below Hargasha if you know that the Dam is Vigufa. So we're worried, according to Tosfos, about the potential that a woman could be Tameya min haTorah, even if there's no Hargasha. But still, Chazal only goes there, Tumah on the woman, where the Beged would be Tameh as well. Svir lehu, dehar degazrael tzamim taimim mishub shelo yavo lahakil benida deraisa, kamo shara chakos shehemi divri sofrim, elehecha de nimsa kesam al darish enim akabal tumma, lo ratsu ligzor tumma al haisha. He doesn't really explain why that should be the be all and end all. He says that Chazal war goes there out of a concern that maybe you'll come to Mekel Benita Deraisa. But they didn't extend the Gzeira to a situation where it's on a Darish and a Makabal Tumah. And he says, Tosus is a Shittasayu, that Les L'chasa Kishmol Damar Shittarik Shibasara, that woman's going to be Tumeya Min HaTorah even if you have Dam and a Makor below Hargasha. And therefore, according to Tosfos, it's not all just a matter of Makor Makom Batamei. Because he said, according to the Ran, that Min HaTorah, woman's only going to be Tameya if there's Dam Bargasha. There's no Bargasha, so there's no potential that she's going to be in Nida Deraisa. So the only Deraisa thing that concerns us is Makor Makom Batamei, which is going to be more Beged oriented. And then we're mitame the women midrabanan, and wherever mitame the beged. But according to Tosfos, that we're concerned potentially that the woman could be tamei midrabanan even without our gasha. So mekor mekom tamei is not the only thing potentially driving it there midrabanan. We're worried that the woman could be tamei if it's dam migufa even below her gasha. And nevertheless, the Sefer Torah doesn't really develop that. Nevertheless, Chazal decided only to extend the Gzeira on the woman to a situation where the Beged could be Mekabel Tum. So we'll see as we go on, possible Nafkamina between if this indeed is Machlokas, Tosus and the Ran, between those two positions. Again, Tosus is Sasum. The Nevi Yehuda assumes that there's no such machlokas, and the Sidur Tara thinks that is a machlokas to Asliran, based on whether there's a potential, or at least the starting point is whether there's a potential of having a Nida Deraisa even without Hargasha, and that will motivate how far you want to take, or what the genesis of the Gzeira Ksamim is. Okay. That same Sidur Torah, much later in the long, long piece, in the paragraph beginning Bazeh, has the following Kiddush that many disagree with. This is quoted briefly in the Piskei Teshuva Sukkot in Yud Zayin. The Piskei Teshuva Kupsadi Sukkot on Yud Zayin. Just let's read it together in Piskei Teshuva. I am a Sidur Torah, so Sukkot inside the Gimel. Shekas of the Yosel Adin Chadash, Baruch the Kaim Olam, Benim Sakas of Al-Dabar, She'enu Mekabal, Tumah, Lagazur Torah, Mikol Makom. Im Osa Dabar, She'enim Salav, Munach, Agave Dabar, Mekabal Tumah. Let's say you have a Kasim on a Dabar, She'enu Mekabal Tumah, but the Dabar, She'enu Mekabal Tumah is resting on a Dabar, HaMekabal Tumah. Kevan Dinitma Mishum Masa, L'chach gam ha'isha tumeya. So even though the kesem itself is on a davar she'ena mekabel tumah, but the davar she'ena mekabel tumah is resting on a davar ha'mekabel tumah, So there's tumas masa that's generated because the davar hamakabel, the kesem is resting, albeit indirectly, in a davar hamakabel tuma. So that's enough to create a tumas kesem midrabana. And that's what the Siddur Tara thinks works, tafka according to the Ran, that everything is beged oriented. Everything is based on the concern of tumas masa or tuma on the beged because of the makor mekomo tameh. So where in Hilchos tuma for begadim, you could construct a scenario where ultimately you have a beged that's makabel tuma that could become tameh because of that dam, even though the dam is resting on a beged she'ena makabel tuma, that's enough to create a problematic kesem. Whereas, according to Tosfos, that's not necessarily the case. According to Tosfos, according to the Siddurei Taharas Tosfos, if everything is driven by the woman, and Chazal just decided that they're not going to be gozer tumas kesem on a woman on a davar she'ena makabel tuma, so then there's nothing pushing this kiddush to say that a kesem on a davar she'ena Eina Mekabel Tumah on top of a Dar Mekabel Tumah is going to become Tameh. And the same thing, according to the third possibility, according to the Rashba, that everything is based on Milsa Delo Shkicha, Delo Gazer Rabbanan. So the Mereshes Moshe points out, and the Masifta Gemara they point out, that according to the Rashba also, there should be no basis for the Skiddush of the Siddurei Tara, because this Vayter is Milsa Delo Shkicha, and there's no reason to say Gazbe Rabbanan in this case either. The Baal Shulchan points out that many Achronim argue on this Siddurei Taharas Kiddush. Of course, the Chasam Sofer, an Alter Rebbe, and the Darkei Tshuva in Sivkata Nun Gimel, Darkei Tshuva in Sivkata Nun Gimel, Koso in the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Samach Aleph, because the Siddurei Taharas raises another objection, that we don't usually have Tumas Masa by Kalim. Tumas Masa is by Adam. A person picks up something, there's Tumas Masa. You don't generally find Tumas Masa when it comes to Kalim. If you have something resting on a Kli, resting on another Kli, and the bottom Kli is Mekabel Tumah, you don't find Tumas Masa in that context. Ramosha just points out in that Nukudah Minchas Chinuch, promotion Tshuva Tes Lav to Rabbi Eider, that even if that's correct, or if that is correct, but he says he still could have an application where the Siddurei Taharas could be relevant if, let's say, you have a woman who's holding a Dovr She'ena Mekabel Tumah, and there's a kesem on the Dovr She'ena Mekabel Tumah that she's holding, but there you do have Tumas Masa V'Adam. So you might argue that if the woman is holding a Dovr She'ena Mekabel Tumah that has a kesem, so maybe that'll be metame her because of that tumas masa. Moshe raises that. Rav Yashiv has the same in Kovas Tshuvas Chelek Gimel, the end of Kuf Lamed Dalet. Kovas Tshuvas Chelek Gimel, the end of Simen Kuf Lamed Dalet. L'maisa, most poskim don't assume like the Chiddush of the Siddur Taharas. It could be relevant. For example, let's say we'll talk in a few moments what the status is of a Beis HaKisei, or the warden of Beis HaKisei. But in theory, if you have the Siddur Taharas, could theoretically be relevant if you have dam on a piece of psoa, which we'll assume is ain't a makabel tumah, but it's resting on a kli that is makabel tumah. So the Siddur Taharas could be relevant in that kind of a scenario. L'maisa, most poskim do not accept the chiddush of the Siddur Taharas lehalacha. Ramosh in principle accepts it, but points out that it's not relevant generally for another reason, which is that he thinks the Siddur Taharas Kiddush is only nogeya in a case where the davar hamakabel tumah was always tahor. The davar hamakabel tumah was tahor, and now it becomes tameh only because of the dam that's resting on something else that's resting on it. Because then the dam is creating new tumah on the Sarva Shein of a Kabbal Tumah. But if you have a Kli that's Tumah anyway, albeit a different kind of Tumah, like any Kli that's Becheskas or any Bega that's Becheskas Tumah Meis, so maybe this Kiddush of the Siddur Tar wouldn't apply because you're not adding it, you're not creating a Tumah on something that's Tar anyway, because there's already some Tumah there, albeit a different kind of Tumah, so maybe the Siddur Tar Kiddush doesn't apply there either. Bottom line, the later poskim generally did not accept this chiddush of the Sidrei Tara lehalacha. The Rama writes in Sif Yud, the Mechaber says, "Kesem shenim sal dar v'shein mekabel tova lo gazir lav, lo gazir lav, keitzad barka karka olam." As the Rama, "O v'isakise she'en mekabel tova." Beis Hakise is not Mekabel Tumah. So this is based on the parenthetical reference here is to Mordechai, Bishem, Smak, and Smak. So the Lashon L'Smak So the Hagos Maimonios quotes the Smak as follows. The Hagos Maimonios is in Perek Tes Perek Tes Halacha Hei. Paratest Ose. Chasm is Eva Mitzvos. Hu adin and nimsa dam al beis hakise she yashva alav. That if there's dam in the beis hakise, that is not mekabel tuma. Lashon HaSmak himself is Bidaf Shal Beis HaKise, the toilet seat. So presumably that's because it's Mechubur LeKarka and it's not Mekabel Tumah for that reason, because it's Mechubur LeKarka. That's what the Piskei Tshuvos writes, that even a plastic toilet seat, even if you assume that plastic is a material, that's Mekabel Tumah, but since it's Meshamish LeKarka, it's connected to the toilet, which is connected to the ground, then that wouldn't be Mekabel Tumah. What about water in a toilet bowl? What's the status of the water in the toilet? Mayor Bransdorf for Tshuvas Kenei Bosem Cheli Bei Simenun Hei. Cheli Bei Simenun Hei is an Arichas about this. He's noted to Lahachmir that is considered Mekabel Tumah. But most poskim are, or many poskim are Mekel. Dayan Weiss, Minchas Yitzchak Cheli Tesim and Sadi Gimel. Cheli Tesim and Sadi Gimel. He's Mako. It's considered a well Mechubur LeKarka. The toilet is Mechubur LeKarka and the water is inside of that Mechubur LeKarka. Or maybe Bransdorfer has a ha'ara that maybe in the toilet you can't even be makel pachos mikagris, because even if we're makel with the standard shir macholas, even if we're makel that more than macholas shel zmanenu, but it has to at least be shayach that the macholas could come there. And b'mayim, it's not shayach that you'd have macholas in the water. So again, most probably wouldn't have sent away because, as we discussed, once you have the din of gris, so that's a low plug across the board, even if it's not connected to a real tliya. But again, Dayan Weiss is makel, Rabbi Will is makel, I think many are makel, that in principle, even the water in a toilet bowl would not be considered mekabel tumah. That's Rabbi Willig's general advice, as others, that you shouldn't get into the shilas, and you should never look inside. Okay. What about that which is mekabel tumas negayim? So we saw the comment to Tosfos, that even if a mashtis is not mekabel tumah in general, it is mekabel tumas negayim, and that which is mekabel tumas negayim is considered enough mekabel tumah for purposes of ksamim. So the Shach assumes this way l'alacha in Sifkatan Tes Zayin. That kosher mekabel tumas negayim, afav hi she'ein mekabel shar tumas, mekabel ksamim, Utmeya. Then anything that's in the Kabbalah Tumas Nagam, even if it's not the Kabbalah other Tumas, is Tamid for purposes of Sami. The Nos Yehuda says in this context that even though even according to his analysis based on the Ran, that everything is bega driven, and only where a bega could be mekabel tumah do we extend it to the woman. So then you should have said, well, the crazy place he raises this issue, then you should have said that if it's only mekabel tumah, it's the government I can talk about. Because the whole tumah samim is based on, is it shayach that this beged or this kli could become Tameh from Dam in a Makor, if Makor become a Tameh. So why do we care that it's Mekabel Tumas Negayim? It's not, it can't become Tameh because of Dam Nida. So the Nos Yehuda says, there's still this low plug on some level, that once Chazal were gozer in this way and formulated it, that a Davar She'ein Mekabel Tumas is not Mekabel Ksamim, if it's Mekabel Tumas, it's Mekabel Ksamim. So that formulation encompassed all kinds of tumah, even tumas negayim. Even though on a practical level, there's no hechatimson where something that's only mekabel tumas negayim could have been tameh because of damnita. But the crazy place, he says, even if that's true, that doesn't necessarily extend to Tumas Batim, or the Nige Batim. I mean, even if you'll say that there's a low plug, that even if you have a bag of this Mekabel Tumas Negayim, that'll be enough to Mekabel Tumas Ksamim, but Mehechatesi to even extend that to a house, that could be Mekabel. House has Chumah L'Karka, the only Tumah that a house could contract is Tumas Negayim, so Mechitesi to extend Tumas Ksayim to a house. Then he points out, if you're going to do that, then you'll have to distinguish between a house in Eretz Yisrael and a house in Chutz La'aretz, if Negev Batim are only relevant in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz La'aretz. So the Sidrei Torah kind of says in Echanami that, yeah, Tumas Negev Batim is only in Eretz Yisrael. It's only in a house that's built of avanim, afar ve'etzim, and all the other details by nigei batim. And maybe in a chanami, maybe there would be a difference even for tumas ksamim between a house in Eretz Yisrael and a house in Chutz La'aretz. The Badei Shulchan raises the following question in the Tziyunim Kosamach Beis. let's say you have a beged made out of shesi v'arev shel akum. So a beged made out of if it belongs to an akum, it's not mitame tumas negayim. But if a Jew buys it, it'll be mitame tumas negayim. So do you look at a bashir husham, now it's the bailus akum, or fundamentally it's a kind of material that is shaya for tumas negayim? Taras HaShlomo talks about this in Sifkat and Yud Gimel. It says, Lefiza, according to the Shach, Asher de Bebayis, Makom she Mekabel Atumah, de Negevatim, Gamke Mekabel Tzom. So the Chavis Das writes in Sukkotan Ches that if you have a kesem on the wall of a house, it's Tameh, because that could be the Kabbal to Mesagar. So that sounds like even in Chutz Aretz, because the house is Shayach to Mesagarim, even if Lemaisa, it can't be the Kabbal to Mesagar because of the technicality that happens to be in Chutz Aretz. But if it's a kind of a material, or a situation that in some other location could be Mekabel Tuma, and that's still considered Mekabel Tumas Negayim, and then Mekabel Tumas Tumas Ksamen. Now, the Ramban, Al Torah holds, Vayirpi Yugimel Pasik Mem Zayin, that even Nige Begadim are only Noheg in Eretz Yisrael. So, if you were to distinguish between Nige Badr and Nige Begadim and say that Dabar Mekabel Tumas Negayim and Nige Badim Bechutz Laretz isn't Mekabel Tumas Ksamim because there's no Nige Badim Bechutz Laretz, then you simulate the Ramban that even Nige Begadim are Bechutz Laretz. So, would you say the same thing for Begadim? It happens to be that the Ramban is Mefarish Daitosos, that Mashtisa is the Davar Mekabel Tumas Negei Begadim. Then Ramban saying that clearly something that is Mekabel Tumas Negei Begadim is Mekabel Tumas Ksamim. Even though the Ramban holds that there's no Negei Begadim in Chutz Aretz, but Rabbi Yanai, who's the Bala Maisa there in that Mashtisa case, lived in Eretz Yisrael. So, again, there's no raya either, because if you want to put all these Rambans together, so that Maisa Shayu wasn't Eretz Yisrael. So maybe in a Hanami, maybe the Ramban would say that Mashtisa is only Mekabel Tumas Negai, it's only Mekabel Tumas Eretz Yisrael with Mekabel Tumas Negai Begadim, because no Negai Begadim in Chutz Laretz. So take it or leave. But interesting question to think about, where do you draw the line? And how far would you go with the Nigai model? Yeah.
Bisman is it, I mean, at least officially, there's nothing's metabol Thomas Nigai unless it comes metamne. So does that mean
that's a detail? That's just that's a process issue. But the etzem, that material could be metabol Thomas Nigai. So we're looking at the material. Yeah.
Would that be a reason to be metamne something on Bisakise, that the house
being metabol Thomas Nigai and the Bisakise? So the walls of house be to Mestagayim, the base of Kisei is connected to the ground. The ground would have been Mekabel to Mestagayim, technically.
The whole house.
So, no, if you destroy, if there, the walls of a house would be Mekabel to Mestagayim, but I don't think the ground is Mekabel to Mestagayim. So the base of Kisei connected to the ground. If you had a base of Kisei connected to the wall, so then
the second floor,
maybe that would be a maybe that would be a ara. I think some say that in the Ramah, the fact that the Ramah doesn't distinguish between a Beis HaKisei that's connected to the wall and a Beis HaKisei that's connected to the ground, so maybe that's an indication that the Ramah doesn't subscribe to Nigei Batim as being a relevant barometer of Tumas Ksamim. But Rabbi Morgenstern quotes on page 390 that Rav Yoshe was choshesh for Davar Mekabel Tumas Negayim. Or let's say it's something that's not a kli, but it is mechuber lekarka, or whatever the case may be, or something that is mekabel tumas nagayim, but not other tumas. Just to conclude, Rabbi Mendel Kasher wrote a book entitled "To Adam Al Yareach." Right after the first man landed on the moon, 1969, discussing various halachos related to lunar travel. So beginning on page 67, he discusses the tumah status of lunar materials. That could be relevant to us. So let's say you fashioned a chair out of lunar rock. Would that be Mekabel Tumas Ksamim? So he points out, it's a fascinating book if you ever want to take a look. He discusses partially, someone wanted to argue, with Rabbi Firer, that if you're on the moon, then you're mufka from all mitzvahs because it's only Ala Aretz and not in outer space. And he very strongly rejects that. But he quotes the Mishnah Kalim, Parak Yud Zayin, Mishnah Yadalid. Yesh b'mashenivra b'yomer rishon tuma, v'sheni ein b'tuma, v'shlishi yesh b'tuma, v'rvi b'chamishi ein b'am tuma, chutz mi, knafa oz, beitzas na'amis, sametzupa, fine. The Mishnah says, that which is created b'yomer rishon is mekabel tuma, sheni not, shlishi yes, rvi chamishi not. Fine. So he quotes someone who wanted to say that the Mishnah is talking about lunar material. Because what does it mean that which is created on day four? So it must be material from the moon, which is created on day four. And then if that's the case, the Mishnah says, Bervi b'chamishi, ein bam tuma. So if you fashion something from lunar material, it's not nekabel tuma. He writes, the difficulty of Lashon Mishnah is that things seem to not be parallel. Because day one and day three, presumably you're talking about kalim that you fashioned from chomer that was created on those days. Day two and day four, so what chomer is created on those days that you fashioned something from? Ela what? Now that we travel to the moon, you can say that the reference on day four, or maybe day two also, is from some material out in outer space. Difficulty is what's the parallel on day two? He rakia. So what are you making out of the rakia? So he says no. Pshat is that just like al rakia means biyom sheni, there's no tumah at all. It's not that if you make something out of the material, it's not a kabbal tumah. It's not shayach tumah. So Ravi also, it's not shayach tumah in any of the celestial bodies. Okay, so not Solomaisa, but now that they're talking about traveling to the moon again, I guess we can keep it in mind. Okay, we'll stop here for today. And Mirz Hashem, Wednesday, 3 o'clock. 2 o'clock, spread the word. We'll try to finish up.